Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, and with me is Steve Alzinga, and welcome to Christian Leaders, whether it's the Institute,
or the Alliance,
or the College.
Right. So we'll talk more about the three different kinds of Christian Leaders organizations that you're being a part of here.
Right. Now, Henry and Steve, you probably wonder who we are.
Yep.
Well, we go back 30 years.
Yes.
I remember it. We were at a church planting conference.
Yes.
And
I remember you, the first time I met you, you gave me a headache because of all the ideas that you had, and we were both church planting.
I'm an intense person.
And we were up all night talking about things, and then I was supposed to go to sleep, and I could, anyway.
We had a lot of dreams.
We had a lot of dreams.
A lot of thoughts.
And we planted churches, we daughtered churches, we sponsored conferences, we had people coming from all over the country. We joined the Bible League. We traveled all over the world. But it really wasn't until Christian Leaders was born that I think we hit our stride.
Yeah, 2001, September 11th, going through that whole experience in Manhattan, New York, which I witnessed.
Right, you were there.
The Lord put on my heart, it's about Christian Leaders.
Right. And so you're really joined in after 30 years of working at this, and it really has benefited thousands and
thousands of
students all over the world. Yeah. We're in 190 plus countries.
Yeah, 190 plus country codes.
We've had over 400,000 enrolled, and so you're joining something that has that God has used.
Been around for 20 years, and the Lord has blessed this. And welcome to Christian Leaders.
So maybe someone asked you to be an officiant at their wedding.
I mean, one little thing, and you want to do it right. You want to get training and get licensed.
And we have a program for that.
Yeah, we do.
We have the courses that you can take, and you'll know what to do. You'll be equipped, and you'll do a great job. Or maybe you just want to learn more about Christianity.
Right.
We have people that stumble onto our site that are curious about Christianity. And it's a great place to learn what it's all about.
The free courses that you just registered into might be all you'll ever journey with us through. And that's fine with us.
Yep. We have courses so you can become a Bible study leader or a pastor or a youth pastor or
planter,
a women's
planter
or men's or women's
chaplain.
Chaplain.
Life coach. Head coach minister. I mean, you know, we never dreamed 30 years ago that it would like have all these opportunities and all these programs to take your next step as a Christian leader.
Right. We have certificates. We have awards. We have degrees.
We have a lot to talk about in this class. Yes. We are not going to take long to talk about it.
No. Or maybe you just want to be a better father, a Christian father, or a Christian mother,
or a homeschool mom, or homeschool dad.
Yeah. So we have 3 credit courses, 2 credit courses, 1 credit courses. We have many courses that take like 3 hours to do, from top to bottom. So hopefully we have something
for
you.
Some are 5 hours.
Hmm?
Some are 5 hours.
Yes.
Just send the expectation.
Yes. Well, it depends on how often you go.
But we have often college classes. Well, they actually looked at that in the registration stuff. So they know, you know the classes here.
Yes.
They're all over for you.
Yes. So what will you learn from this class?
Okay. Let me see. Here we go.
You will learn what it means to become a Christian.
I thought everybody who came here would be a Christian.
Well,
but
so, you know, maybe you are, but you really don't even know why you are or what that even means.
Actually, quite honestly, many people sign up and they are not Christians yet, and they become Christians through Christian Leaders Institute.
Right.
So if that's you, welcome on board.
Or you just want to learn about it. You haven't decided yet.
Right.
You will learn to assess your personality type, your spiritual gifts, and your leadership style. You'll begin to sense your calling from the Holy Spirit to ministry through assessing your inner call. Maybe you don't know what that is. We'll explain that. Your interests and your opportunities, the things that are happening around you.
Hold on. I mean, the church has been around for 2,000 years, and leaders are born through an inner call.
Yes.
It's the calling.
The calling. It's something. And maybe you have maybe that call is what brought you to Christian Leaders in the first place.
Right.
And you didn't even know what it was.
And then you saw free ministry training, you were curious, and then you started and you registered, and here you are.
Yes. You will learn why you need a mentor and how to get one. Number five, you will learn to assess which one of the three leadership options Christian leaders can help you prepare for. We have, if you're a volunteer and you just want to volunteer somewhere, we have a program for you, programs for you. If you want to be part-time in ministry or if you want to be full-time, we have a track specifically for you.
You will learn to assess which learning track might be best for you based upon your gifts, your interests, experience, personality traits, leadership styles, opportunities, and, of course, your station right. in life.
So in a way, this little course, this course will take 3 hours, 4 hours at tops. And what we want to do is help you figure out what to do next.
Right.
What track, what courses. By the time you're done with this,
you will have it figured out.
You'll have it figured out.
And then the work of taking your next step begins.
Yes. Seven, you will learn how to start leading yourself, your spouse, and your children in the Christian life.
You know, in some ways, that's the most important.
Yes.
That you learn how to walk with the Lord and reproduce that walk in your own family.
In fact, it's the foundation for all the other ministry that you, maybe you have a dream of ministry already, but if you're not making it happen in your own family, then sometimes it's hard to make that outside ministry happen. Now, I think, Henry, some are listening to all this and they're like a little intimidated. They're, you know, they stumbled onto here and they're not sure that they're capable, that, you know, they've seen other people that are really talented, really gifted. And then, is ministry for me?
Here's what I say. Do not disqualify yourself until you've explored and discovered and checked out the various programs and seeing what the Holy Spirit puts in your heart and see what that next step could be. Dream a little. You know, that's what I liked about me and you 30 years ago,
right.
is that you would dream and I would dream of a world where Christian leaders could be reproduced and mobilized. And that's one of the things that I'm excited about for you and each of you as you take that journey.
I think so. Yeah. So welcome aboard, and I think we're going to have an exciting little course here with you.